Virtual relationships. I wonder if you've given any thought to how you're relating to people during the coronavirus pandemic. I certainly have. I mean, you're probably not spending as much time in the physical company of friends, family, and work colleagues as you were before. Am I right? I've started to think that this is affecting me in a negative way, and I'm trying to find a solution. Obviously, we can't just do as we feel like and meet up with people as if nothing was wrong. This is one way the virus is spreading, and the sensible thing is to only meet physically with people when we absolutely have to, and of course when it's safe. So this leaves us with the possibility of using technology to maintain and strengthen our relationships. We can pick up the phone and call people for a quick chat. Video conferencing is also an option, although some of us might be getting a bit sick of this if remote working pulls us into too many online meetings. Text messaging is a good way to stay in touch. It's quick, easy, and it's a nice way to let people know that you're thinking about them, even if it's only a couple of words and an emoticon. Social media groups and websites give us the opportunity to strengthen ties and to start new friendships. I've made many new friends this way and cemented old friendships by regular online communication. The most important thing is to use all the means at our disposal to socialise. That's what humans need. We're social animals. So why don't you make a list of people you haven't heard from in a while and get in touch with all of them over the next few days?